designed to receive maximum sunlight.
Sunroom?
Yeah, what would that be? Just a... have you ever heard of Florida room? Would that be the same thing?
I've never heard of it. There's water folks, of course I've heard of it.
What about an informal room in the house for a TV or other recreational activities?
Game room. Den.
Yeah. Maybe a name for a room with a toilet and a sink but no bath or shower?
Half bath.
Half bath. I guess that would be on a two-bath house. Lots of times they have that. What kind of stoves and furnaces and other heating equipment have you got in your house or are you familiar with?
Stove and oven. And we got the water heater. Yes, sir.
How is heat circulated in your house, in the room, or in any house?
Well, central heating and cooling, or fireplace, or space heater.
What's that?
Gas heater.
Okay. Would I use the same equipment in summer?
Just the air conditioning.
Just would that be the same equipment, though? Would you use separate, you know, equipment for heating and cooling?
Well, we got central heating and cooling and all.
Okay.
But when it's too expensive to run, we just run the air conditioner. We cut off the, we got a window air conditioner.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
We cut off the central heating and cooling and just turn on the air conditioner, yeah.
Okay. What might you call a house having three or more rooms arranged in a line?
I don't know. One. Three
rooms in a line. That'd be a weird looking one, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll go on. What about two separate rooms or parts and they're connected by a roof covering an open area between the rooms? Sort of like a picture I drew here. Any name for that?
Dog trap house.
Okay.
My grandmother used to live in one.
Really?
I promise one. I can remember, it's been a while back, but I can't remember. She had the kitchen and the living room on this side, and then she had the bedroom, and she had bedrooms on this side. It was amazing. It had a big old hole in the middle of it. You freeze to death to it, not only you want to go to the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, it's a roof
there.
You're like, ah.
What would you call a house that have a long entry hall, and it might be set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room, like just have a room like this and a long hall going to it. Any name for that?
No, I guess so. Banquet hall.
Have you seen any other small houses like this or that they have a real distinctive design?
I've seen a one-room house.
Really?
Yeah. One room. It has a big fireplace in it and it has two windows and then it has like a little stove over beside the fireplace. And then they have one bed, you know, over on this side, on the other side of the fireplace. And that's it.
Okay. What kinds of buildings house several or more families?
The one house?
Yeah, one building it has several families.
Indians used to live in them. I can remember studying about it, but I can't remember what they're called.
Like apartment buildings? That would be one building several families live in.
That's why I asked you, would it be one house? You know, because like when the Indians, you know, the grandparents and the kids, whole aunts and uncles, everybody lived in one house.
One little house. Okay,
yeah. That's what I was thinking about.
Any name for that?
No, that's an apartment building,
I guess. What types of apartment buildings do you know about or any names for?
Bill?
Who?
I don't know.